Well, Chris, what a way to come back after that game against Kent last week.
Definitely. Well, I think we played brilliant cricket last week, 75% of the game, and got taken away by a great knock and some poor bowling, but we put it right tonight, that's for sure.
Good all-round team performance?
Oh, definitely. To get 1-4-8 after being, whatever we were, 20-3, obviously Slug played an unbelievable knock there to anchor it, and then we managed to get to 1-4-8, which we thought was probably a bit under par, but the wicket definitely deteriorating. It was a lot slower than we thought.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looked greenish, but then there was patches of sort of, you know, the dust there as well.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they won the toss, because we didn't have a clue what we were going to do on that, because usually here it's quite dry and usually quite slow, but we thought it could be quick, it could be anything. But luckily they put us in, managed to get a score in the end somehow, and then we defended it unbelievably.
Because even their captain, Joe Ruler, wasn't sure what to do. He said it, didn't he, before the game?
Did he? I didn't actually hear that he said that, but we've looked at their stats and they tend to bowl first wherever they go, so... They obviously did back themselves again doing that, but luckily we defended it unbelievably well tonight.
Early wickets, and you picked up two of them, so you put you guys in a good position.
Yeah, that's right, about time. I've struggled a bit the first two games, so it's nice to put in a match-winning performance to the boys. Obviously, it's a format that I love, and I backed myself to 100%, and it was my night tonight.
And best figures, career best figures in this tournament for you?
Yeah, I didn't actually know that until you said that. Yeah, it's obviously a good feeling. I'd like to get five, but I'm on a hat-trick next time, so hopefully I'll get a wicket there.
Was it a little bit worrying, because when Wallace and Rudolph were going there together and putting a decent partnership in, were you guys a little bit concerned?
Oh, definitely. Even though we had them 15-3, we knew if they had one little partnership, then it would put them in a base to have a little go at the end, and they did that, but they obviously didn't manage to get the bit going at the end, so credit to the boys, Yasser, even Slug's one over. It was top draw from seven overs out.
Yeah, so I say Irving's one over. That got sort of Rudolph as well, which helped. Didn't
exactly. We knew if we got him out, we'd have a good chance. Bit of an experience, and not some so-called big hitters down the bottom of the order for them. A bit like us, really. And we just stuck to our game plans and bowled really well. Mm.
Rudolph going, and then the rain break as well seemed to help you guys a little bit momentum-wise.
Yeah, definitely. We were hoping it wouldn't go past half an hour though, because Duckworth Lewis never seems to work in our favour. I reckon every team probably says that though. But yeah, we thought the outfield would be a bit quicker, but maybe the wicket. I don't know, we thought it might skid on a little bit, but it didn't seem to do that, and the boys stuck to their plans.
This is your ground, isn't it? We always remember 2012 final, you had that last over to win the game against Yorkshire. You know, this is your place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got that omen on it. Obviously, I love coming here, love taking wickets here. Obviously, it suits my bowling. It's slightly on the slower side, so I can bring in the variations, and it just seems to work every time I come here, and hopefully that will continue.
You got a bit of swing early on as well, didn't you?
Yeah, it swung nicely early on, which I've been struggling to do the last few months. So I found it's always swung here for me, actually. So just a good ground for me all round. A couple of runs as well, which is very unusual.
Because, I mean, they had two left arms. I mean, Parnell, South African, you know, test player, international player. He didn't swing it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Obviously, I was side on. But I actually took a lot from how Graham Wagg bowled into the wicket and a lot of slower balls. And obviously, I faced him at the back end of their innings, and it was really tough to hit. So obviously, I followed his footpaths, really.
You said the first couple of games you didn't feel, you know, you got it quite right. So what was different tonight?
I don't actually know, Jamie, to be honest. Obviously, 2020 is a bit hit of a miss game anyway. Sometimes it's your day, sometimes it's not. I think just I've been struggling for rhythm the last 5 or 6 weeks, really. And I think, not sure what to put it down to. Maybe a bit too much cricket. Maybe a little rest with the knee. Knee's playing up a tiny bit. So maybe it's, well, hopefully now a bit of one-day cricket coming up, not so much championship, and really put everything into that.
Two wins and a loss so far. It's early days, I know, but it looks already a tight group, doesn't
it? Definitely. The South group's, well, I'd say, definitely the best group. There's some seriously good sides in there. And we know that did we become fourth last year? I can't even remember. It's a really tough group, but you've got to get off to a flyer in these things. You don't want to be chasing the ball game. So if we can win two out of three every time up until the last game, we'll be in the top four for sure.
Well done.
Cheers, Jamie.
Well done, fella.
Thanks, Jamie.
Cheers, fella.